You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. Development is booming again in the Lake Norman area. The recession that began in 2008 killed or delayed many projects. But now new projects are going up from Huntersville to Mooresville. Some residents don't like it, and they're using social media and protest to pressure local officials. Votes are planned this week on two such developments, tonight in Mooresville and tomorrow night in Davidson. WFAE's David Borax has been following these projects. He's here with me now. David, what two projects are we talking about?
Well, Mark, they're not actually too far apart. Both are off Highway 115. That's the main road from Davidson to Mooresville. In both cases, it's land that has been ripe for development for years. In Mooresville, a developer wants to build a mix of attached and single-family housing, offices and shops. It would be on about 137 acres of farmland between the Norfolk Southern tracks along 115 and a part of Lake Norman called Lake Davidson. It's currently zoned for single-family homes, about three per acre. Commissioners will vote tonight whether to allow a bigger mixed-use development. And about a mile south in Davidson, the town owns about 19 acres around an old farm pond near the same tracks. Officials will vote on whether to sell the land for $1.6 million to a private developer for a mixed-use project. It would have a park, housing, stores, and offices, and a 135-room hotel.
Well, why are residents coming out against these projects?
Like anywhere, it's mainly concerns about the side effects of growth. I talked to Ariel Emmett. She lives near the Mooresville site in a lakefront neighborhood that was built about 10 years ago.
It's not that we don't want any development at all, although I would love to see the beautiful farmlands remain. But that's not what this is about. What it is about is there's such a lack of control in this plan, and it is just way too big.
She says traffic is already backed up along Highway 115, even before adding hundreds more cars from this project.
And what about the Davidson project?
Some residents in Davidson are unhappy about new development in general right now. There's so much of it going on in town. There's even a Facebook group called Save Davidson, which is fighting against multiple projects at once, including this one, which is known as the Beatty Street property. So the town bought most of this land 30 years ago from the Klontz family as it was looking for open space. That's why one neighbor, David Sitton, never expected it to be developed.
There was a commitment made by the town board in the early 80s to the Klontz family and to the residents of Davidson that this particular parcel of property would be a park. In particular, there were several references to this as potentially Davidson Central Park.
He says traffic and strains on public services are also a big concern, and neighbors want more input into what goes there, something that they think should be a given since the town owns the land.
And David, what do the towns say about the opposition?
Well, this is the other side of the story, Mark. In both Davidson and Mooresville, planners and elected officials are really looking at the big picture. They say growth is inevitable. They just want to manage it. They've drawn up plans, usually with lots of input from residents and the public, for how different parts of town should grow. And one of the problems is that much of the opposition is coming from people who weren't part of that planning or didn't even live here at the time. In Mooresville, the planning board voted to recommend this project. The town's planning director talked about how it fits in with the town's plans to expand development south of downtown. And in Davidson, officials point out that the preliminary plan for the Beatty Street project does include an 8-acre park. They say there's no deed restriction or requirement that the land can only be a park, and they say it fits in with the town's goal of promoting more mixed-use development near downtown. They want to emphasize walking, not cars. And the town also says it gets $1.6 million to pay for other improvements around town, plus an extra $350,000 in tax revenue every year.
So there seems to be some vocal opposition. How large and organized are the opponents?
They're pretty well organized. They're using email, Facebook groups, and other social media. Some of these online groups have 1,200 followers. You know, whether they're all supporters or not, we don't know. And they're doing some pretty sophisticated research. It used to be a group of homeowners unfamiliar with zoning was no match for developers or town officials. But in both these cases, neighborhoods are using public records requests to find out as much as they can. And both groups have published lengthy reports. One of them was 50 or 60 pages. And that can uncover some embarrassing information. Sometimes text messages from public officials don't look too kindly on their opponents.
I was referred to as the long-distance swimmer threatening to go to court. And all the people out in our area who were directly affected by these plans were called the loudmouth outsiders.
That's Ariel Emmett again. The commissioner involved in that one apologized at a public meeting, but it's left a bad taste among the neighbors.
All right, WFAE reporter David Borax, thank you. 11 minutes before 6, and you're listening to All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 72, sunny and 91 tomorrow. It's 89 right now in Charlotte. Support comes from WFAE members and One University Place, a newly renovated boutique office building in University City on the light rail line and the lake, featuring office space from 1,000 to 10,000 square feet. More at oupoffice.com. Also, Doctors Making House Calls, physician-owned and managed. Doctors Making House Calls works to help complex patients stay healthy at home and avoid unnecessary ER visits and hospitalizations. Details available, doctorsmakinghousecalls.com.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Kelly McEvers. The HBO show True Blood had a lot of memorable characters. Suki, Eric, the sheriff, Andy. And then there was Lafayette Reynolds. Lafayette was played by Nelson Ellis, who died over the weekend. He was 39. His family said in a statement he died from